My fellow Middle-earth Wanderer, today's episode is on the shorter side, as I am recovering from a pretty nasty round with COVID-19. You can probably still hear the effects of it on my voice. But here we are, and I have a couple of insights left from the first chapter of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Fellowship of the Ring to share with you today. Bilbo has left, and Frodo now enters the story as the main character, the master of Bag End, and the keeper of Bilbo's gold ring. We're covering pages 35 through 40 of the 2002 Houghton Mifflin edition. Now, let's wander.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Finally, after all the events of the long-expected party, Frodo gets his first line of dialogue. Quote, "Has he gone?" He is, of course, referring to Bilbo as he poses this question to Gandalf, reinforcing to us that indeed our favorite hobbit from Tolkien's first publication has, quote, gone at last. But not before some final jokes that Bilbo has left for his fellow hobbits in the form of presents and labels. My particular favorites are the trash can for the aunt who writes too much, and the empty bookshelf for the neighbor who doesn't return borrowed books. Needless to say, Bilbo's wit that saved him from trolls and dragons also comes in handy when snubbing his rivals closer to home. But as is the case in the Shire, and with Bag End specifically, a false rumor is spread. Hobbits gather to claim what property they can. I find this similar to the auction happening at the end of The Hobbit. Again, a false rumor that Bilbo is dead leads to chaos in his own home that he has to clear up. But now it's left to Frodo and his friend Merry Brandybuck to stem the tide of greedy hobbits looking for an easy snatch of silver spoons. In the midst of the chaos, two simple details need special attention. When Frodo meets with the Cross family members, Lobelia and Otho Sackville Baggins, he is, quote, fidgeting with something in his pocket. And later, Frodo confesses to Gandalf that he, quote, nearly tried on Bilbo's ring because he longed to disappear. These details are subtle, but they demonstrate already that the ring is starting to pull on Frodo's character. He already seems overly attached to it, like Bilbo was during the party speech. And Frodo wants to give in to the promise of the ring, that the ring will give its wearer power. Power to avoid uncomfortable situations, even to avoid one's duty and responsibilities, with the promise of an easier route to avoid such unpleasantries. Which leads to the final scene of the chapter, Gandalf's farewell to Frodo. After all these decades of Bilbo possessing the ring, Gandalf is finally starting to suspect something. Please note, though, that in the book, Gandalf does not mention a need to see Saruman. He simply says that he has, quote, merely begun to wonder about the ring. In the last paragraph, we get the first of a repeated motif. Frodo watches Gandalf walk away, and it appears to him that, quote, the old wizard looked unusually bent, almost as if he was carrying a great weight. We will see this motif pop up again in several places, that Gandalf looks old, nearly defeated, as he seeks to orchestrate the fall of Sauron. That is the end of the long-expected party. This chapter, while a literary foil for the first chapter from The Hobbit, goes beyond the idiosyncrasies of a hobbit party and introduces us to two of the main heroes, each ring-bearers of their own ring, Frodo the Hobbit and Gandalf the Wizard. Next time, we will wander into a thick backstory of a chapter, The Shadow of the Past. Thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today. My friends, if you enjoyed this episode, let me know by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing with your friends. follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Lore of the Rings Podcast. For feedback on the show, please email me using the link in the show notes. Until next Thursday, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Raise your hand if this has happened to you today. You're in the middle of work, you're knocking things off the to-do list, getting stuff done, and your kid asks you to play. Do you drop everything? Do you ask them to wait a minute? What do you do? If you're like me, you don't always say yes right away. The kid moves on, you get busy, and you forget to circle back around and play. An opportunity to make a memory has been lost, and the dad guilt settles in. Not so anymore. I've developed a simple game that will enable you to take those small moments and have fun. It's called Dad's Adventure Dice Digital Edition. My 5-year-old daughter asks me nearly every day, "Can we do Dad Adventure Dice?" What follows are some quick rolls of the dice that lead to a fun activity with an intriguing twist. Within 5 or 10 minutes, we've had a lot of fun, shared a lot of laughter, and made a memory together. Download your own Dad's Adventure Dice today. Visit store.adventures.dad to download yours. That's store.adventure.dad to download Dad's Adventure Dice.